Independent Home Care. Esther speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Esther. This is Tricia Kronk. I'm not following your text message that you just sent me.
So you start with Heidi at 1 o'clock usually.
Yes.
You do 1 to 3 with her. Did you want us to push that back from 12 o'clock, or you want that 1.5-hour break between Tara Studley and Heidi Bellman?
Well, we did that between the 1 and 3 because on Thursdays I can't be there till 1 o'clock.
Right, I know that.
So to keep it uniform with the family, it was discussed that we keep it 1 to 3. Why do you need me to move it?
I don't need you to move it. I was asking because Donna let me know that really, Heidi is really approved for more hours, but initially we only let the insurance know that we could cover 10 hours. But if you are able to, we can push it to start earlier for the other days except for Thursday, and that's this way we can give her more time.
There's not really anything else to do with her other than the 2 hours. I don't think she needs any more, but not really, no, because when I'm there, I feed her, shower, dress her, change her, done. I mean, she doesn't, she's not verbal, and she doesn't, she doesn't walk and doesn't speak, and there's not really anything else to do.
Right. I wonder why she was even approved for 34 hours.
I don't know, honey. I mean, she's 100% dependent on her wheelchair transfers. And like I said, I feed her, shower her, change her clothes, all that.
Okay, I'll let Donna know. Okay. We were just discussing about it.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
What's the situation with Virginia Reagan?
We have someone that's taking her case starting tomorrow.
Oh. And you're leaving me with Heidi?
I believe that's what Donna was discussing with both of you, right?
Well, I don't know. I'm really not... I don't know what's going on. She just told me to stay tuned, so...
Yeah, okay. So I'll talk to you.
Okay, well, all right. Now we'll just leave Heidi as it is right now.
Okay, no problem.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.